It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Happy fall. Feels very fall today.
It really does, mm-hmm. And it's only going to be about 57 today,
yeah.
which is kind of neat. It definitely is fall.
Mm-hmm. I wore my plaid.
I see that. Mm-hmm. Now,
in the season.
With fall brings all kinds of fall type
yes.
events and activities,
mm-hmm.
and certainly you kicked off the Give Good mm-hmm. season.
Yeah, we kicked off Give Good last Tuesday with
yeah.
a great crowd out at the Easy Speak Dance Hall,
nice.
And we're going to be rolling all that out probably starting next week, getting ready for the new season.
Now, I feel really, really bad because Bill and I were in New York.
That's right.
I feel really, really bad.
Really bad?
Yes, I really do. I feel a bit guilty that we missed that event.
Oh, that's fine. We'll have many more. You know, we'll do our live remotes
yes,
and our pop-up Give Good opportunities, so we have lots of chances to catch up.
Plenty. And you can follow all of that and learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Each and every Tuesday, you bring us a guest,
yes.
and today is no exception.
Yes. I have my good friend, Amy Bonnet, who's with Camp
Hi.
Kumbaya.
She's
Hi,
good morning.
She's the executive director
over
there, and they have some exciting things coming up this week, and then also Hallowood's coming up real soon, so we wanted to talk about both those today.
All right, very, mm-hmm. very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, welcome to the program. Thank you very much for taking time today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, most people know of Camp Kumbaya in one way, shape, or form, but if you can tell us, for those that don't, and then tell us about some of the changes and transformations recently at Camp Kumbaya.
Well, we are doing a lot at Camp Kumbaya. We have, in the last couple years, we have become Camp Kumbaya Nature Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just to broaden, you know, our marketing. We have been around a long time. Bev Cosby started the organization in the 1950s. And we have a, you know, great history of social justice and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, as we've evolved, we have always been a summer day camp, and that's what we will be forever, but we're year-round. So we are doing activities, summer camp, and then during the year we have environmental education field trips. So we have preschoolers all the way up to, you know, middle schoolers that will come out and learn and be in nature. And it is just has been a real joy to be there over the past 4 years. We have had room to envision what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with us being a nature center, we've also done a new bus loop in the back. And that has been fabulous because we can get these school buses in and out,
mm-hmm.
and families and the community. And so we're just broadening our scope. We want Camp Kumbaya Nature Center to be a place of welcome and for the community to use. And so we are building Addison's Amphitheater right now. That is near and dear to our heart. Addison was a camper and died of a childhood illness. And her family, John and Laura Morgan, have gotten their friends and village together to raise the money for the amphitheater, and it will be kind of like a little lime kiln. So it will sit in the woods, and we'll be able to have concerts and
nice.
Theater and weddings. So actually, you know, be prepared because we're on the historic Lynchburg Garden Tour again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this year in April, we're going to set that venue as a wedding.
Oh, very, very cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Now, you have, not only your Give Day, that's coming up, but we'll tell you about your Hallowoods.
Mm-hmm. Hallowoods.
I'm doing this. I don't know why I'm doing that again. The Hallowoods. Well, tell us about your Give Day and what are you hope to accomplish?
Sure. So we have a little campaign going for Give Day. It's this Friday.
Okay.
Our goal is $25,000. It will go to operating. So that will help keep our trails and our maintenance and our programming and the lights on. And we need the lights on out there.
Yeah, lights are important.
Trails are important.
Stuff is important.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so this is our first annual Give Day, and it will be Give S'more Love. So with s'mores, We're doing it on Friday because Friday during summer camp is S'mores Day. Mm-hmm. And
highly anticipated in my household. It's like the day that they slog through the mud and the rain and the wind to get to that s'more.
Yes. So. And rain or shine, it's going to be S'mores
that's
Day.
Right.
So that's why we, you know, came up with that little cute logo. And so we would love to share s'more with you on Friday. So you can make an online gift at campkumbaya.org. Or stop by, bring your gift, and share s'more with us.
Very, very
That's
cool. Well, tell us, moving forward, tell us about Hallow Woods.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So Hallow Woods is Tuesday, November 29th. Okay. We normally do it on a Thursday, but because of Halloween this year.
Yeah.
So it is a family fun Halloween. It's not as scary, you know, Halloween. Mm-hmm. So it's great for the younger preschool age all the way up. You know, we can all be kids at heart.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a costume contest. We have arts and crafts. We have upper crust pizza coming out. So you can pre-order a pizza for your family and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a lot of, you know, trails through the woods. And I think it will be a really fun event. And we do want to thank Davies and Davies and Campbell Insurance for being our sponsors this year.
Mm. Nice.
That's great.
Well, let folks know how much room you have out there.
Yeah.
This is you know, right in the, basically in the middle of town. You have this wooded oasis of just a staggering amount of acreage.
We do. We bought the property after leasing it for all these years in 2021. It's 47 acres.
Wow.
Right in the center of
That's
town,
amazing.
Off of Boonesboro Road.
Yeah.
And, you know, within those acreage, it was really important. We want to continue the tradition that Bev started back in the 50s and 60s and have that land for the community to
nice.
Use. And so 42 of those 47 acres are in a conservation easement. The 5 acres that we pulled out was just right where our buildings were. But we've got a lot of plans even for the future.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, and trails and, you know, we've got 3 zip lines, 4 pools, a lake that you can go fishing
nice.
In. It's catch and release. Archery, you know, they're climbing the wall. We're also looking to expand our corporate membership program.
Mm-hmm.
And so corporations can come in with their teams and have meetings. We have a cute little cottage that we rent in the back space. So that is something that, God, goodness, we've had 50th birthday parties and bridal showers and wedding showers and corporate retreats.
Yeah, yeah. And
fantastic.
I've been on a few field trips there with the children, and just so cool to see how it's getting children in the woods that maybe aren't, you know, don't have the habit of being in the woods and being able to just be surrounded by nature. I was there when a young child heard a woodpecker for the first time in first grader, and just, what is that noise? You know, and realizing they read about them in books or seen them on television, but just to see them in person is just a remarkable gift to be able to get our schools, you know, all of our schools through there so often. So I know you're working with not just Lynchburg City, but the county schools as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have students coming from all the surrounding counties, mm-hmm. you know, Bedford and Campbell and Amherst. And that is what grounds us.
Right.
You know, that's what this is about. And when you take a group in the woods, I've done a couple, you know, taking them on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's their first,
right.
you know, trail hike.
It's tremendous.
And you,
wow.
you know, you see these children that are kind of scared, you
right.
know, are there bears in there? Are there snakes? You know, are there alligators? No alligators.
Right.
And, you know, they go in kind of slow and kind of looking around. And when they come out of there, they've got it.
They're
you
confident.
Know, they are so confident, and they see the benefit and the beauty and just the sounds that are only found outside in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Folks can learn more about Camp Kumbaya and upcoming dates of events and things if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Camp Kumbaya Nature Center, or your website is?
Campkumbaya.org.
All right. So mm-hmm. take advantage of their Give Day and make a donation. If Camp Kumbaya has impacted you or your family's life or your kid's life, you know, put it on your calendar and make a donation.
Yeah, and we'll have all that featured in our Thursday newsletter right before, just as a reminder, and a little bit more about, you know, what's coming up and event-wise and how you can help and support.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, what's going on with Share?
Yeah, so we, like we said, we launched our Give Good initiative last week. We have the marketing coming out regarding that and some of the sponsorship and programming coming up. We have a our Lunch and Learn for October will be on Wednesday, October 30th at the Miller Home for Girls.
Okay.
And that's just going to be an opportunity to dive a little deeper into the history of Miller Home and what they're doing out there and how the community can help. So you can look for more information on that on our Thursday newsletter as well. As I've mentioned before, Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is reviewing the fall application cycle right now. All that's underway, and the Plymel grant opportunity is open right now, as well as the youth council is just about to start that cycle coming up on October 15th. So you can look for all that on our website at lynchburgfoundation.org.
All right. Well, each and every Tuesday, like we mentioned, Megan stops by, talks about both great organizations, brings us a guest that's part of Share Greater Lynchburg. And if you are not, if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, it's free.
That's right.
Why are you not doing this? Get on the Share platform. It is a one-stop shop for all things nonprofit. Folks can look them up. Folks can make donations to individual nonprofit organizations, and they can even purchase things for the nonprofit organizations. And if you're looking for a board opportunity an entry-level volunteer opportunity all the way up to a board opportunity, all that information is right there on the platform.
That's right.
It's tremendous. 181 nonprofit organizations on Share.
Right.
Greater Lynchburg. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition. Stay tuned.